Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between. Today, we are going on a pawpaw hunt. I'm going to share a little bit about this elusive native fruit to the United States that very few people actually know about. So as we get started, let me tell you a little bit about the pawpaw so that you have something to kind of picture in your brain. So a pawpaw grows between 3 and 6 inches across. It has kind of a greenish brown flesh, smells very fruity, very florally, very tropical. You open it up and you've got from a creamy yellow to a bright yellow meat inside it, with big black seeds. It's very creamy if you get it ripe. It can still be very hard if you don't. It tastes, to me, every pawpaw tastes a little different, especially since the ones that I collect are the ones that I find in the woods. I don't grow pawpaws myself. I forage them. Got a couple of pawpaw patches that I go to. But to me, pawpaws taste anywhere from like a banana custard to almost a mango fruit smoothie. It's very hard to describe the flavor. I had one the other day that tasted like I ate a flower bouquet. It was good. It was just very, very in your face, floral. But they're delicious. If I can find some pictures, I'll share pictures of the pawpaw on my Facebook page so that you can see them. So now that you've got an idea of what the pawpaw looks like, it's time to find out where you can find them. So pawpaw grow in the bottoms of creek beds and along river sources. They're an understory tree. They have huge leaves. Because they're an understory, understory tree, they need the leaves to gather the sunlight that they need to grow the fruit and just to survive. So you'll find them, you know, along creek banks and in the woods underneath the tall trees. I have several pawpaw groves that I go to that are often found underneath oak trees and aspens. It's also a great place to go mushroom hunting, which I will share a little bit about that later in another podcast. In the spring, usually around February for us, I have found pawpaw in bloom. So pawpaw bloom before they bud their leaves out. It's kind of one of those things that they need their flowers to be seen before the leaves overtake everything. And because the leaves are so huge, you would never see the flowers. Their flowers are bright or dark red, and they hang upside down like bells. They're beautiful, but because pawpaws are not pollinated by bees and butterflies and whatnot, they are not bright colored flowers. They are very reminiscent of rotting and decaying meat. In fact, some commercial pawpaw growers will actually hang old meat in their orchards with hopes that it will pull in the right pollinators like carrion flies and that kind of stuff. I don't know if I could handle that. It's kind of gross. But so here's the thing about pawpaw. You can find a grove and it can be full of flowers, and when you go back in the fall to harvest, there won't be a single fruit. And the reason being is pawpaw need a genetic different pollen than what is growing in the trees around them, because pawpaws also grown. Oh my gosh. Pawpaws also grow off of suckers. So its roots will pop up new trees. So you'll have a grove of like 20 and 30 pawpaw trees, and all of them are blooming, but they'll all genetically be the same tree. So you need that pollen from another grove to come in and pollinate, or you won't get much fruit, or you won't get good quality fruit, if any at all. So the pawpaw fruit kind of has a fun history. I wouldn't say it's necessarily fun, but it is definitely interesting. The first mention of the pawpaw tree in written history that I am aware of was by Hernando de Soto. In about 1541, he talked about this fruit that natives were cultivating. We can only assume that it was the pawpaw tree just from his description. Another tidbit in history were the journals of Lewis and Clark. Apparently, the pawpaw, as well as native nuts in the area, helped to sustain Lewis and Clark and their crew from starvation when their rations ran low and live game was scarce. So it's great that it was there for them. It's written that George Washington's favorite dessert was a chilled pawpaw at the end of his meal. Pawpaws are fun. They no two taste the same, at least not of the wild varieties. I have yet to taste two that taste the same, even off the same tree. There are people that grow cultivars of it that have been bred specifically for large fruit and certain flavors. And while that is fantastic, they still, like any pawpaw, does not hold up very well to shipping and carrying and sitting out for very long. Pawpaw is very much one of those, once it's picked, it needs to be eaten. So it's one of the reasons you won't see it anymore in the grocery stores. It's not very common. In fact, I had never heard of the pawpaw until about 2 years ago when my grandfather and I were talking and he was asking me, "Hey, have you ever heard of the pawpaw?" I was like, "No, what is it?" So he was telling me a little bit about it and how he was trying to get some out where he lives. And I was like, "Well, that's interesting." Only to discover that they are growing native around here. I had no idea. Apparently there are a lot of pawpaw out here where I live. I was completely oblivious. I had no idea. And then one day, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were on a family hike on one of the bike trails around here. Love hiking. It's one of my favorite pastimes. And I was looking at these flowers on this tree. It had these pretty little red bells. And I was like, that flower looks really familiar. I think I've just read about those. What is that? Well, turns out I had found a grove of pawpaw trees. I was like, wow, that's really cool. I made note of it mentally of where it was so that I could come back. Well, we came back to that spot a couple months later. It was probably about August, about now. And I looked up and there's these fruit. They grow in clusters of like 3 to 5. I thought, wow, we found pawpaw. Of course, you know, we picked a couple up off the ground that were soft, knocked a couple out of the tree that were really hard, and we took them home to try them. And man, those were delicious. Turns out I'm one of the rare people that has a mild allergy to it. So when I process pawpaws, I have to wear gloves or my hands will break out into an itchy rash. Some chemical in the skin. Not everybody's allergic to it. Some people are. I happen to be amongst those lucky allergy people. But, you know, it's life. So I brought home some pawpaws and I shared about it on my Facebook page. And several people commented that they had never heard of it. I thought, well, I hadn't either until recently, so hey, look what I found. So over the last year and a half since I found those and started learning more about them and finding more groves and all that fun jazz, I'm actually really excited about it. So this year, my husband had found a couple other pawpaw groves, and he saved the locations for me. And the other day, my kids and I, we went hiking. We specifically went out mushroom hunting because with all the rain we've had, it is prime mushroom season. And we did find some really great mushrooms. But we also came home with about 12 pounds of pawpaws that were just everywhere. We didn't pick them all up and we didn't knock them all out of the trees. These were just the better of the ones on the ground. Gotta save some for the wildlife. But I shared some information on the pawpaw and I did a live video on Facebook as I processed it and I talked a little bit about pawpaw. And it's amazing. People thought that the pawpaw fruit was just a something made up in a child's rhyme. I think it was picking up pawpaws, putting them in my basket, picking up pawpaws, putting them in my basket. I'll have to go back. My mom shared the link with me, but I didn't look at it. So they were really amazed to find out that the pawpaw was a real fruit. And even more excited that I'm going to be making preserves out of it, which I will then have available at the local farmer's market for sale, which is also really exciting. It'll be something a little different from what everybody else has, and it'll be really good on a biscuit. Of course, you know, I have to send some to my grandfather in Nevada. He specifically asked for that in pecans. So what are pawpaws related to? Have you ever seen a papaya or any of those others in that family? The custard apple, the chirimoya, they're all in the same family, so they're all similar. The pawpaw is a native fruit, or not a native fruit, it is a native fruit, but a tropical fruit that is in a subtropical to much cooler region. So it makes it a very unique fruit, and it's delicious, as I keep telling you. I do offer opportunities to take a walk through people's properties with them to help identify pawpaw patches, as they are so incredibly common out here. I want everybody to be able to enjoy it. However, I'm not sharing my pawpaw patches because, hey, I don't want to share. They're awesome. So I hope you learned a little bit more about pawpaws, and I hope you do a little research into them, and maybe one day you'll get the opportunity to find or taste the pawpaw just like me. Have a good one.